Well, from taking a look at Google Maps and then putting the address in for the city, I think it was like 22 or 23 hours from my house. And we were kind of suggesting, we would just pair up and take one van out and then alternate driving or something like that. But the answer he got was, nope, don't think so, guys. So I don't know if she was just considering the time, but it's really going to take about the same amount anyways, by the time we, get our flight in, go get a rental vehicle, find out where our tools are going to be sent to, etc. Watch out for this guy in this trailer here. He's ready to cut the car up next to him. Anyways, she said no. I think so, 23 hours. My sister and I had driven back from Denver, and it took us just over 24 hours. But at that time, we had some very bad weather. It was a time when people in Denver were being concerned about the snowstorm approaching. So I'm like, you know what? If you guys are concerned about that, I'm taking heed. It's not like you guys are any strangers to snow. Same thing, too, like, Buffalo. But, we were coming back driving through Iowa and, up and down small hills. And there was probably a spot that we had driven in maybe 3 miles, and there must have been anywhere from 50 to 70 cars that were spun off on the road. So, it was a pretty bad ice storm that time. But I would rather do that. We'd rather have all of our tools, our parts with us, and all that ready to go. So we're going to be relying on the guy that we're there working with, I guess. So, then we had to find out, where our tools are going to be sent to and how are we going to get them, all this stuff. The funny thing is, Tom, we're going to be working at a FedEx out there, so seems like we'd just be able to ship it right to them, but who knows. I would much rather drive out, but I think she's pretty firm on that being no for the answer here. So that's going to kind of limit some radioactivity there. Not have my own van. Over to you there, Darren.